FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Stephen Stanley, whatever it takes. Hey, good morning to you at 7:19.
Good morning, this is intern Brooke. Today, cloudy, chance of rain, windy, high 51. Tonight, clouds and rain, windy, low 40. Friday, cloudy, rain likely, windy, high 48. Saturday, clouds and rain, high 50. And Sunday, partly sunny, high 61. Right now, it's 40.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Dana Myers, is here, the Director of Charitable Giving for Brittany's Hope. Good morning again to you, Dana.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
We love having you here. We've been asking our guests about their life verse. Do you have a life verse you want to share with us?
I do. And I was like, I was thinking, which one do I want to pick? But the one that I keep going back to, it's Luke 10:41. It's Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, and it will not be taken away from her. Mm. And I don't know if people now would realize that I'm much calmer than I used to be, because I think I'm a pretty high-strung person. But I used to really worry about every single thing. And that saying, Martha, Martha, goes through my head very often. You know, you're worried and upset about many things, so...
And we don't need to be, which is so great. Yeah.
Right.
And it's great to hear the Lord tell us that.
It is. It is. Although I always have that little thing, like, you still ate the food, Jesus.
That's great.
But no, it is. It is a great reminder, and like, everything gets done.
Mm, Brittany's Hope is celebrating their 25th anniversary, big gala this weekend. In addition to uniting children with their forever families, you guys support a lot of kids in various places throughout the world, too. Tell us about that.
We do. As you know, the adoption used to be a little bit easier and less expensive, and the process was just quicker. And so now, as it got so much slower, and we saw these kids that we had, and they were waiting in our children's homes and waiting to be adopted, and we realized how important it is to make sure that they can flourish where they are in light that they might not be adopted. So we really started providing humanitarian support. A huge part of that is our child sponsorship program, and that is $37 a month, $444 a year, either way. And it provides for a child, and we really connect individual families with a child. And it is life-changing. The kids write letters, and it's, you know, dear sponsor, mom and dad. And it's, you know, they just refer to them as mom, and the sponsors can refer to them as their kids. And they follow them through. And we had a really cool story. One family in Elizabethtown had sponsored this girl named Dwyn, and she had been sponsored for her whole life. And she was excelling. And as many kids in our Vietnam, in our programs, in these children's homes, they are getting a great education, and they have this wonderful family life that we have worked so hard to establish, and they're getting accepted into college. And she was one who got accepted into college. She got a degree in English, so now she's an English teacher. And in December, it was so cool because she had, actually the end of November and through December, she had the opportunity. She applied for a visa, and she came and visited and met her sponsor family.
Wow.
This is kind of a crazy thing. It's not like everyone gets to meet their kid in person that they come here. But it was so
amazing
to just see how she has flourished. And it's because of their love for her and how they invested in her and gave the encouragement along the way.
Yeah.
And so it was just really one of those like full circle, like, wow, like,
love
this
that.
Is amazing.
So is Brittany's Hope helping other students that you guys are sponsoring get college degrees? How's that work?
Yeah. So we have like 65 students right now in college, and there'll be more coming. And in Vietnam, only 20% of kids, any kids, like with kids that aren't abandoned and, you know, in a family life. And so it's really difficult to get into college, but the education that we're able to provide now is fantastic. And this is the one thing we realize: college education is that one thing, or technical school, whatever,
right,
that can break the cycle of poverty. So they come out and they can break the cycle of poverty because they can come out and they're employed. And it's $1,500 a year for them to go to college, you know, and so it's a great investment. It's a fantastic investment.
So if listeners want to sponsor a child, they can visit you online at brittanyshope.org.
Yep.
Another way they could sponsor you is you have a silent auction going on.
We do. It is amazing. So we have over 100 items that are for auction. A really cool thing. So And it's based on the love of our community, and we have a wonderful committee who have just worked so hard to get donations from everywhere. But some of the highlight, we have tickets to Sight and Sound and the Fulton. We have cookware. We have tons of restaurant gift certificates, gift cards, house cleaning, window cleaning. So, sports equipment. So just a lot of different fun things. So if you're looking for Easter things, it's a fun way to support.
And they can register your website mm-hmm. to be part of the silent auction.
Yep. Yes. Look for the Brittany's Ball part, and then you can register right there. And the online auction is going on right now, and then it closes at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, so April 12th.
Yeah, check it out. Brittany'sHope.org. Yep. Here's a chance for you to sponsor all the great things that God is doing through Brittany's Hope. Dana, congratulations on 25 years. Tell Mylin we said the same. We love you guys so much.
She is, we owe so much to you, and she always sends her love to everyone here because you're just part of the family.
Oh, thank you so much. Congratulations. I hope your gala is a great celebration of all things Brittany's Hope.
Yep. Thank you so much.
And back to the music we go with Mosaic Music. This is How I Thank the Lord, WJTL. Good morning.